Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dickerson, Callis. Do you see I've been conscious about saying Callis behind the glass because I guess Bubba yelled at us about saying behind the glass? I just call you.
I haven't noticed that, but yeah, I'm just here. That's good.
Does it make you feel bad when we say Callis behind the glass?
Yeah, because I feel like I'm in a room. I feel like you are.
You are in a room.
Yeah. But it feels like I'm separate from the operation.
You are. Oh. You're very separate. You're behind a glass and you're in a room with two doors. No?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not separate, though. You're a part of the show. I was a little upset with you
yesterday. Yeah, but it feels like it's just like, you know, there's that there's a separation. Like you two are doing your studio thing. It's like, Cal's behind the glass. He has to wear headphones to hear us. You know, it's just like...
I was a little mad at you yesterday. I don't even remember why now. Oh, you're trying to cut me off. That's right. Bucket list, Callis. Bucket list. Where? What events or cities, states, countries that you would love to see? Because I feel like that this is a bucket list thing for a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans and just fans of Ireland or, you know, fans of big events. And, you know, this is exciting for a lot of people. You know, you figure out when this game was announced and you knew the Steelers were going to Ireland. You're like, oh my God, like, love the Steelers. Want to go see them play in Ireland, whether you even live in Pittsburgh or you don't live in Pittsburgh. You start saving up your money to get tickets, to get travel, to get hotels. And, you know, you look forward to this event. And I feel like this is a bucket list item for a lot of people. What's a bucket list for you? I don't know if this would be for me, because if it was, I'd figure out a way to go. I'd be there right now. I wouldn't mind seeing Ireland one day. It's beautiful from what I hear. Crowley loves it. He's been there, I think, multiple times now. I wouldn't say if I was going to a different country that Ireland would be in my top five, but... I understand why it would be for a lot of people who are going to this game. What is a bucket list for you?
So I've always wanted to go to Ireland because my mom has Irish roots. That's part of her heritage. Her maiden name is O'Toole. Oh. There you go. I mean, right there. So I've always wanted to go, and I think we're actually going on a trip in 2026.
Oh, yeah?
But I haven't been there. My girlfriend's been there, and she said we need to go. And also Greece. I mean, that's my dad's side of the family. His heritage is Greek people. So I've always wanted to go to Greece, too, and just see, like,
it's
hey,
beautiful
look,
there.
Where did my families, you know, migrate from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really important to me to look at those things. And also, I mean, yeah, I've heard it's beautiful. I heard it's, you know, there's some great areas in both Ireland and Greece. So those are my two big ones.
What about events? Is there, like, any events? It doesn't even have to be sports. Like, would you want to go to, like, a certain concert? Is there one that's on your...
There's not one on the top of my head, but I've actually never been to a concert. I think it's been some years if I have at all, but I've never been to, like, a big-time concert.
I don't think I have either.
Like
I went to, like, Usher and Janet Jackson when I was younger. My mom took me to that, but that's about it. Pat's here.
Hey.
Hey, Pat.
How you doing?
You're Irish, aren't you?
Yeah, I got some of that, yeah.
You got some Irish in you? Kyle, yeah. We were talking about bucket list because I feel like it's for a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans, this is a bucket list deal. You can kind of go see the Steelers play in Ireland, check out Ireland, stay there for a week, drink a bunch of Guinness. Kyle said he
on
would
tap.
Like to... Yeah, on tap, like Rodgers, you hear that?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Guinness on tap.
Is it that much better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they do the cans pretty well. I'm sure Crowley's just eating it up right now or drinking it up.
He's been so nervous. He's been a wreck.
Yeah, well, when's he leave?
He probably arrives in about, like, right now.
Yeah. Well, he'll have a Guinness straight away. I mean, it's just the nitrogen and how it's, like, it's just so creamy with how the nitrogen is infused in the draft system. They have, like, the, if you crack a Guinness can, it has nitrogen in it.
Huh.
That, and I don't have the exact term right, but it kind of mimics the draft, but it's not the same. I mean, the pour is just perfect. It's a certain kind of pint glass. And, yeah, Ireland's, I heard you coming in. It's on my bucket list for sure. And golf would be a big part of it.
You know what?
We're going there in a couple of years,
dude. I
just
thought about that. I totally forgot.
Yeah, Pitt, Wisconsin, 2027.
I totally forgot about that. We are going there.
That we may have to strong arm some people, Callis, and get the Fan Morning Show over there that week.
I agree.
You know?
I'd go.
I know.
I probably couldn't go, though, because I got to do the things back here, you know, behind the glass.
Well, we can have somebody.
We got some studios in Ireland we can use.
You could get me a replacement, and I could actually be a part of the show.
Yeah,
and
we can get people to run the controls back there.
Yay, I get to come.
Yeah, we'll see how you do.
Yeah, so we go in a couple years. Yeah, I mean, Ireland's just a beautiful country. My in-laws were there, I think, like 6 months ago or so, and just they didn't even like they just went sightseeing, castles, the pubs, and so forth, and then just like the Irish Sea and. It's just gorgeous country there. So that's up there. And then Italy, just for food and wine.
That's probably my number one.
Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go there to, just to
eat. You can get it all in Italy. Like, you can get obviously the history and Rome and all those things, but you can get also just beautiful coastline and just the wine country and then the small towns, the villages and so forth where you have – just these mom and pop restaurants that just you're drinking, you know, great wine out of a sippy cup.
Unbelievable. Like, where have you been? Have you been anywhere?
I've never been out of the country. Which
I haven't
is
either.
I haven't. The closest I've been is El Paso.
Yeah.
I have my passport because we were going to go to the International Bowl in 08. We thought we were going to the International Bowl in Canada. So the two closest places I've been to being out of the country.
You've never been to Canada?
No.
Wow.
No, I've never been out of the continental United States.
You've never been to, like, Aruba?
Never.
Oh, my goodness.
Never been to the Bahamas. Never been to anything, like, off. I guess Key West is the only thing off the coast I've been to. Which, that's pretty. That's essentially
Isn't that Florida?
Yeah, it's but it's off the. You got to take a puddle jumper from Miami down there. Or you drive the highway, the 3 hours down there. But, no, I'm ashamed to admit that I've.
Wow.
Yeah. It's. I don't know, man. I just. We went from playing football to getting married, having kids, and it just never materialized. And I've always been one of those people that kind of felt like there's so much to see in America that I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never been to L.A.
Really?
No. Never been to, you know.
Vegas?
I've been to Vegas. I've never been to, you know, I've been to Oregon, like the Oregon coast. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona. Never been to, like, Yellowstone. You know, Montana, that type of area. There's cities that I've never been to. New Orleans, cities I've never been to.
Wow.
So, but trips like the Pitt Wisconsin game, you know, in 2027, that's, I think, yeah, I'm going to build around that.
Yeah.
I'm going to build around that. So, and Steeler fans have done that for this week, and it's awesome. That's what's great about sports is you have these like mecca experiences, and this is certainly one of them. And the NFL, I mean, the NFL is king of the world, so they can do these things and pull it off. But when you have the Steelers in Ireland, given the Rooney family history and so forth, there'll be a lot of black and gold there.
How long do you think it'll be until there'll be an NFL team international?
Not long. I think that's
under
coming.
10 years.
Yeah, I think that's coming.
Who do you think will have the team? London?
Probably. I mean, it's just so you know, routine to get there. I mean, it's still, obviously there's still a time change and so forth, but there's a time change if you go to the West Coast.
Right, exactly.
Right? You know, so I think London, you know, I'm sure they're throwing test balloons out there with Ireland and see what the fan reaction is. I mean, the thing about it is, I don't know how much you follow, you know, soccer, but it's such a big deal over there, man. Like, huge. That's a bucket list thing for me is, you know, I'm a football guy, but, you know, I know a lot of soccer people. I grew up playing soccer, is to go to a Premier League game. And, like, that's a different beast.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, in so doing, going to Ireland, I would want to go to, like, see a soccer match.
Definitely. Too. Definitely. We're going to have to put that in the books.
So there's so much, like, I mean, there's books written about, movies about that stuff.
Yeah.
With, like, you know, betting and things of that nature.
Grinch Street Hooligan, is that one of them?
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, I think Ireland, for me, is number one, dude.
Really?
It's number one. Great. It's number one, just family history.
Is that your number one beer?
Guinness? No.
Okay.
I mean, it depends. Like, I'm folks driving in the rain. Like, a day like today, if it were, like, 20 degrees cooler, I would... This is like a perfect Guinness day.
Yeah.
Guinness, like a Reuben sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And some pub chips.
Oh.
Like, it's got to pair with the meal. Like, I'm very much like, you know, wine pairings.
Mm-hmm.
I pair beer and what I'm going to have, what kind of beer I'm going to have with what I'm eating.
I like that.
It's kind of like me with music. It depends on mood I'm in.
Uh-huh. I like that a lot.
But Guinness can be my favorite beer. It just depends.
Huh. I'm in the mood for it. I've had Guinness a couple times, never really liked it. But during
a Steeler game,
I might have to
crack one Sunday morning during the game. It would just be appropriate.
Right, exactly.
It would just be appropriate.
I like being a part of the theme.
Yeah.
Like, I the older I get, the more I want to be a part of the theme. Like, whenever I lived in Nashville and played for the Titans, like, I wanted to be a part of the country theme. Like, I was like, I'll adopt this and be a chameleon for this. Like,
get a pair of cowboy boots.
Yes, get a hat.
Yeah, right.
Cowboy hat.
Head down to Broadway and enjoy yourself.
Uh-huh. Honky-tonk.
The only challenge with Sunday having a Guinness is it's the Ryder Cup, too. And, like, that's kind of pseudo-supporting the European team. So I'm conflicted because you mentioned like bucket list events. I went to the Ryder Cup at Hazeltine in 2016.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
In Minnesota. It's the best sporting event I've ever been to.
Really?
It was when Patrick Reed and Rory McIlroy had that epic match and they were pointing at each other and stuff. I was following it around.
Wow.
And but they don't tee off till later, so it's perfect.
You could have one.
You could have one and then switch to like, you know, Miller Lite during the Go USA, Icy Light during the Ryder Cup. So we can split the day up.
No, that's great. That's great. I totally blanked my mind that we are going to Ireland in 2 years. So that is very exciting. That is very exciting to see Pitt play Wisconsin. I can't wait for that. Wow. Because I'm having a little bit of FOMO right now.
Yeah, they picked Crowley to go. Well, obviously you have other duties.
Yeah, I have the obligation, obviously, to Pitt.
Yeah.
And then I have a baby on the way.
You have a baby on the way. And he's just... Now, what they don't realize is he's going to be an absolute mess there.
Mess.
He's going to be a total mess. He's going to be a puddle.
Absolutely.
He's going to be a puddle. And he is being thrown into a centrifuge of vices for him, right? And he's just going to get spun around. And how he comes out, we do not know.
Does he
come back? Does he stay there? All left to be seen. I know one person. Callis, you think he comes back? Yeah, his
Crowley's coming.
His girls.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Would you want him not to come back?
If I had a choice?
Yes.
Yeah, he could stay there.
He could stay there.
I told you. I mean, that'd probably give me more opportunities to host on this show then. And then I can steer the show into baseball conversations.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen.
You were outstanding on the way in, by the way. I was listening to him bringing up the captain stuff. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
About Major League Baseball.
I'm mad, too, at the YouTube chat. It's starting to get to me. Some dude... You know, you guys know the Boobsburg Feelers?
Sure.
Yeah. He's on there, though, saying, like, oh, the Pirates have never had a captain. I'm like, they've had four. I just looked it up. He's like, there's zero information. I'm arguing with him on the YouTube channel.
Well,
like,
I had no idea about that.
On Wikipedia, they haven't had one since 1983. That doesn't mean it can't happen again.
Oh, definitely can.
Who was their last captain?
Bill Medlock.
Yeah, I mean, Paul Skeens is absolutely...
Willie freaking Stargell was a captain.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
So
Paul Skeens should be a captain.
Did you not know that there was captains in baseball? I didn't know there was captains in baseball.
I thought it would be more normal. to be honest with you. Right. Like, there's no coin toss or anything like that, but you think, like,
there's only three active captains right now across all teams.
Who is it?
Aaron Judge of the Yankees, Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals, and Marcus Semien of the Texas Rangers.
Huh.
Yeah, so, well,
it's not common, but it's not impossible. And he is a leader. Clearly, he's demonstrated that.
I think you bring up a great point.
He's damn near the face of baseball.
Yes.
On a bad team.
To hell with this YouTube
right?
chat.
And I think that would be symbolic in a lot of ways in terms of his positioning as a Pirate. Now, the only reluctancy that you would have to do that, if this becomes more of a conversation, is do they plan on keeping him? Do you want to name a captain that ultimately leaves?
Right.
That would be the only downside to it. Now, if your plan is to keep him and invest around him, which I hope and pray is the case, you do it, and he can be the ringleader, man. Uh-huh. He already is, but this makes it official. So that was dropping knowledge, Callis. I appreciate that.
Yeah, didn't know that. Didn't know that. Surprised Shohei Ohtani isn't a captain, but I'm sure he will be soon.
Yeah, he's already got enough money and statistics. Yeah. I mean, he's good.
Yeah, he's going to be there forever. All right, coming up next, I want to ask Pat what is common between these names that I list coming up next? What do they all have in common?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Dickerson, Bostic here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Callis is here as well. All right, Pat, I'm going to name these names.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to tell me what they have in common.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Because I would ask Callis, but he would have no idea who any of these people are.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to ask you, the football guy.
Yep.
D'Amico Ryans.
Yep.
Dan Campbell.
Yep.
Aaron Glenn.
Yep.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yep.
Kellen Moore.
Yep.
Kevin O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd Bowles. What do they have in common?
We're all NFL head coaches.
That is correct. What else do they have in common?
They were all NFL players?
Correct. They were all former players, and they're head coaches right now. So my question to you, and I was thinking about this because, out of the last four games, the Steelers are facing four former players as head coaches.
Right.
Aaron Glenn, Mike Vrabel, and now Kevin O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, do former players make good head coaches or better coaches than non-former players? Do you think?
That's a great question. I believe in the old adage, right? Sometimes the best players don't make the best coaches. And if you look at those four in particular, I mean, none of them are. Vrabel's a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh was good. Aaron Glenn was a good player. Kevin O'Connell was backup.
Right.
To my knowledge, I could be looking stupid here. I don't think any of them are Pro Football Hall of Famers.
Nope.
Vrabel's not. He would be the closest, I would think. But because multiple Super Bowls. And
D'Amico Ryan's had a good career.
Ryan's had a good career, but nothing legendary. I think it depends what type of player they were, right? I mean, did they just have a thirst and knowledge for the game, like a Dan Campbell, that, you know, they were a motivating, gritty type of team guy, a Harbaugh that was just different, right? D'Amico Ryans, Aaron Glenn, like computer chip type defensive players. Vrabel was like a Dan Campbell, but on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to find a way to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, I'm not sure a Tom Brady would be the best head coach.
Right, right.
Or, Peyton Manning, maybe. But how many coaches in NFL history were great head coaches, were legendary players? Mike Ditka?
Maybe, yeah.
Mike Ditka, he won a Super Bowl, yep. Obviously, the 85 Bears. I know I'm missing people as we go back in time, but you know, Belichick, let's go through the best coaches. Belichick wasn't a great player. Cowher won a Super Bowl, wasn't a great player, but played. Andy Reid has won multiple Super Bowls, was a good player. Let's go back to just watching that America's team, right? I mean, Jimmy Johnson, not really. So I don't think it is a guarantee that they're going to be a good head coach. I think it depends on their background, their personality. Because I think most often, the best players have little patience for anybody that doesn't match their intensity.
That matches what they see, too.
They can't bring themselves down,
mm-hmm,
to understand and empathize with those that maybe don't understand the game as well or don't have the same love of the game.
Like Singletary.
Right. They're super talented players. But, you know, as a quarterback, right, and you give quarterbacks the benefit of the doubt because you're dealing with so many different types of players, right? Offensive linemen are different than receivers. They're different than tight ends. They're different than running backs. And you may have super talented players at a given position that just don't pick up the game fast or don't love watching film or don't want to put the extra work in. But you've got to get the best out of them in order for you to be successful and then the team to be successful. A head coach, you got to – that's now, right? Like it's 50-some-odd guys,
uh-huh,
and a practice squad and a whole office full of people. You got to coach the coaches, and you don't always control everything. Whereas if you're the quarterback, the ball's in your hand. You know, as with the coach, you're trusting someone else with the ball in their
right
hands. So, I think it depends. But if you have that mentality and you've played the game, I think it helps you relate to players. I think it helps you see eye to eye with players because you had been in their shoes. I always thought Matt Cavanaugh, when he was coaching us at Pitt, would always say, like, guys, I've had confetti dropped on my head and I've had beer thrown at me. Like, I know both sides of this thing. There's nothing you're going to go through that I didn't go through.
Mm-hmm.
And that was helpful.
Mm-hmm. You took it to another level, which is great. And, you know, the fascinating part about this, and the reason why I bring it up is because obviously the Steelers have played against former players as head coaches, but I feel like we're seeing more and more of that in the NFL. I feel like, mm-hmm, as the years go on, there is more former players. And, hell, I played with two of these guys. I played with D'Amico Ryans. I played with Kellen Moore, which is, you know, but I could tell at the time when Rouse playing with those guys that they were going to be head coaches.
Right.
Like, they were just different than everybody else.
I don't
think
anybody would have said when they played with Deion Sanders that he'd be a head coach.
No.
And it's not going great. I mean, it looks good. It sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, he's bigger than the program.
Right.
Like, he is the program. And there are coaches like that, but Saban was God in Tuscaloosa and in the whole state of Alabama and the Southeast, for that matter. But he isn't prime.
Yeah, right.
So when you walk the hallways and, like, you're a player, like, I'm never going to be as good as that guy.
Uh-huh. That's a fascinating part of that you brought to the – like, you never really see that. You never really see the Bradys. You never see the Mannings or, you know, the top of the top.
Michael Vick's at Norfolk State right now. They're talking about him being a candidate for Virginia Tech,
yeah.
I mean, okay. You know, you got some coaches. Eddie George is coaching, and I think he's Bowling Green now.
Mm-hmm.
Some great, great Hall of Fame caliber players – are taking their turn as head coaches.
In college.
in college, right? In the NFL, I think you have to really turn your personality and drop your ego to be an effective head coach. You have to hold others accountable. And I think to do that, there has to be a relatability, but also the fact that I'm not just here because I was a good player.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here because I know the game. I cut my teeth, right? And yeah, a lot of these coaches cut their teeth making copies and coffee for Bill Walsh, right? Mm-hmm. Like, or if you're Sean McVay, you're doing that for, you know, whomever, right? You learn from someone. You're part of a tree. These guys are their own tree. Like, and time will tell whether or not it works, but I think it's a certain type of player that you said that you could identify, like, that guy's.
Yes.
I remember talking to Tyler Palko, our friend. He's mm-hmm. like, I don't think I could do it. I have no patience.
Right.
And I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm coaching 8-year-olds right now.
Mm-hmm.
And flag. And I sort of think about that. It's like, okay, they're not learning, obviously, as fast, but I enjoy that. Imagine if they're more talented, smarter, the expectations you have for them changes.
It does. It's very fascinating. And I just thought it was very interesting that that's the first kind of batch of games that the Steelers have had are going against former players. And you're going to see that more and more as the years go on. More former guys are going to become head coaches in the NFL, but not the big time Hall of Fame guys. You never really see that. All right, coming up next, Pitt Hall of Fame tomorrow. Pat Bostic is emceeing, and there's one guy that we will talk about coming up next that is one of the greats of all time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Time. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Dickerson, Bostic here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Callis, how are you doing?
I feel wonderful.
Are you on the caffeine?
No.
No caffeine?
No, I went back to my protein powder this morning, and after napping through the first hour during breaks, I feel good this second hour.
You've been napping back there?
Yeah. You didn't even notice?
No.
This is good. This is good. That means I'm doing my job.
By napping?
While balancing a nap in. Yes.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
It's just during the breaks. I can't clear that up enough. It's not when you're talking. When you're talking, I'm listening to you so I can get the podcast ready and stuff. It's just when the commercial breaks are on.
Okay. All right. Oh, I'm glad you're doing well. I'm glad you're well rested, too. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for you. That's nice during our show.
Yes.
It's great. Pat. Pitt Hall of Fame tomorrow. Aaron Donald is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Aaron Donald's number 97 is going to be retired. Is it safe to say that Aaron Donald is arguably the best defensive football player of all time at any level?
Yes. I think he's on the Mount Rushmore. I think obviously the Lawrence Taylors of the world, the Reggie Whites of the world, there's merit. But you're talking about a multiple-time defensive player of the year, playing a position where you're just consistently double-teamed. triple teamed, slide the protection to him, and he found a way to continue to just ravage opponents. Plus, I think there's a pound-for-pound component of this, too, that I give him, just being undersized and doubted. I mean, I can remember all the way back to when he was getting drafted that it was him or Jadeveon Clowney.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I did some show where I guess it was a hot take to say that Aaron would be the better pro. I was right. But there were so many doubters about him. Just because when you looked at him, especially then. Uh-huh. Like now, you look at the guy and he's cut up.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But still, he's not the biggest guy in the world. And he just found a way through strength, speed, God-given ability, but also just the work ethic, the study of the film and understanding of tendencies and how to split double teams, take advantage of protections. Man, he was just – I think he's the best – I think he's probably the most decorated player to ever play at Pitt, and I mean that with all due respect to everybody else, including Tony Dorsett,
mm-hmm.
Dorsett, who won a Heisman Trophy, the premier individual honor in college football. Aaron Donald held the Bronco Nagurski, the Bednarik, the Outland, and the Nagurski, Bednarik, Outland, and what's the one? Lombardi Award, his senior year. All four major awards that a defender can win. And he did it on a 6-6 team.
Yeah.
With no real help around him. That's the other component of it. His, in college, he was doing most of this by himself. And that's, I love KK Mosley Smith and all those guys, man. But they'd tell you.
Yeah.
Everybody knew on the opponent's side who they had to block, and they couldn't do it. Same in the NFL. Slide to him, double team him, chip him, trap him, try whatever you can. He found a way, man, and couldn't happen to a better person, a better player. And, you know, I'm happy he was able to retire and do it with his health because, you know, he put it all out there for 10 years.
That's exactly where I commend him the most. And I commend him for so many different things. I mean, I said yesterday that I've never met an athlete of his stature that is so accessible, that will come back and work out with high school kids. And
yep.
High school kids can pick his brain. Will come back and work out with college kids in the Pitt facility. And college kids can pick his brain. Like, he's always around. And he doesn't give off like, yeah, like, I am a Hall of Fame,
yeah,
you know, football player. He gives off like, hey, I'm just one of the dudes.
Yeah, it's...
I commend him for that, and I also commend him for getting out at the time that he did.
Yeah, I mean, he won a Super Bowl,
yep.
And he closed it with the curtain call. I mean, he sealed it and did the ring me thing. I mean, legends do that. Legends call game, right? He called game. And I just, again, there's been so many great players, and me and Joe Green here in Pittsburgh, so many good ones. I just think when it's all said and done, he was never going to be in the cover of a Wheaties box. He wasn't going to, you know, be driving a T-top Corvette on the Vegas Strip. He wasn't going to, you know, be, you know, he played for the Rams. He went to L.A., which at the time it's like, man, you're going from St. Louis to L.A.
Yep.
Like, is he built for this? Now he lives out there, and he's about to start acting in movies and doing stuff like that. Like, he has morphed into a star. But when you peel back the curtain, he's the same dude. He's
Penn Hills.
He's coaching his high school team, his kids. He's a defensive coordinator for his son's team.
Yeah.
And he told me the other day, he's like, Pat, like, I thought I would be like, I don't want to coach. I don't want to get away from football. He's like, I'm watching film on youth teams.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's flying back, you know, to be there for his son's game this weekend so he can coach. So he's just special. And, he's special, and no one deserves this honor more than him. And it's tough. When you retire someone's number, it's immortalized.
Yeah.
And there's so many players that some of which we played with, that would be deserving of that honor. I think this is my opinion, we need to do a better job at Pitt of other ways of doing that, because there's going to be 11 players now with their numbers retired at the University of Pittsburgh. But you have to combine... It's got to be about what they did in college and pro.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Donald's college accomplishments at the University of Pittsburgh are unmatched. Hugh Green, Tony Dorsett, and maybe Bill Frelick come close. But to do it on average football teams, I think that makes it even more impressive.
Very, very well said. And another person that can talk about Aaron Donald is Bill Hillgrove. He'll join us next on the Fan Morning Show. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Dickerson Bostic here with you on the Fan Morning Show. And joining us right now is our man, our partner, Bill Hillgrove. He's brought to you by Lot 17. Bill, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How about you guys?
We're pretty good.
We're
fantastic.
Great. We are great.
Bill.
The weather isn't so great.
It's weather for ducks.
Weather for ducks. It's raining real bad. It's not supposed to rain Saturday, I don't think, though, right?
No, it's supposed to be beautiful Saturday.
It's supposed to be beautiful Saturday. Bill, do you think it'll be a beautiful performance by the Pitt Panthers coming off their bye week? Obviously a tough loss the week before to West Virginia. You know, coming out of the bye week, I do believe Narduzzi is pretty decent. I think he has a decent record out of the bye week. But do you think it'll be a beautiful showing taking on the Louisville Cardinals by our Pitt Panthers?
Well, you'd like to think as a Pitt fan that that experience in Morgantown didn't define this team. If it did, it's going to be a long
and he froze
long year. I guess. The folks down in West Virginia would celebrate for the whole week, and I don't think the team got ready to go to Kansas. And you got to bring it up every week, and you got to give your best shot every week, and you can't leave anything out on the field. And I think that Panthers left too much out on the field in Morgantown.
A guy that never left anything on the field is having his jersey retired. He's going to get inducted in the Pitt Athletics Hall of Fame tomorrow night. And then for the Notre Dame game on November 15th, number 97 Aaron Donald will be hung in the rafters. Bill, your thoughts on that honor for him and the player that is Aaron Donald?
Yeah, he's a quiet assassin. And I mean that in the most positive sense. The guy is quick off the ball. He understands the use of the hands and leverage. And as a result, he's very, very hard to block and to double. And I can't remember the year specifically, but we went to Georgia Tech, and they hadn't had a tackle for loss all year. And in the words of Kevin Colbert, the Steelers general manager at the time who was scouting the game, he said it took Aaron like two series to figure out what the Rams dominated the game. He had four tackles for losses against a team that hadn't had any the whole year, and that's the kind of player he could be.
Bill, have you ever been to Ireland? As you know, the Steelers are traveling to Ireland today to take on the Minnesota Vikings.
I've done two games in Ireland, 1989, the Edmund Al Classic between Pitt and Rutgers, and then the Steelers preseason game in 2013. And I've been there a couple of times on my own, and I dare say I'd go back tomorrow if I could, but I think we have some business at hand on Saturday.
We do have some business at hand, Billy. And looking at Louisville, obviously the Cardinals are 3-0, but they haven't really played the level of competition that they'll face in the Panthers Saturday, Eastern Kentucky, Bowling Green, and then James Madison. But Jeff Brohm, their coach, they just seem to reload every year with transfers.
Yeah, and they've got a few good ones this year. I think the stat that jumps off the page with the Cardinals, 156 yards rushing per game. That's not among the nation's top 10 or 20, but it's still prodigious. They haven't found a way to throw the ball effectively, and I hope it isn't Saturday. They have three touchdowns in the air and three interceptions. So maybe the Panthers can take advantage of that. And I like the way the defensive line is playing. And I think the back seven, if they catch up with the guys up front, I think the Pitt defense can be a very good one.
All right, Billy, we'll see you Saturday. And thank you for joining the show this morning.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. H2P.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you in the booth.
There he goes, Bill Hillgrove. All right, coming up next, in the most interesting matchup for me in the Steelers-Vikings game on Saturday or on Sunday is the coaching matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Let's break that down, Pat. Let's break down the coaching matchup, and will the Steelers coaching staff get taken advantage of? I'm starting to lean towards that way as I tease the coaching matchup here. I think this will be a good breakdown of what to expect. We'll talk about that next, but first, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 71, low of 64, 95% chance of rain. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 61, partly cloudy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.